It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff. We'll have Art Hound recommendations in just a few minutes, but first, it's our weekly conversation on the arts. A few years ago, Becky Munsterer had the idea of publishing a novel online, one page at a time. Her page-per-day audience at novelnibble.com gradually grew to over 1,000 followers who enjoyed the serialized storytelling component. Now Munsterer is writing an observational blog, again, one page at a time. The caveat is that each page is deleted at the end of the day, lost to the ether, and immune to comments. Her followers now know her as the author of the disappearing blog. Becky Munsterer lives in Norwich and joins us in our Norwich studios. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, Neil.
So, first of all, what was the experience of writing that page-per-day novel like? What did you learn from that?
It was a challenge. I learned the value of commitment because I knew once I started, I had 1,000 readers every day tuning in to see what was going to happen on the next page.
So what is the idea now behind what we're calling the disappearing blog?
So the disappearing blog is also a challenge in that I'm writing every single weekday. So I knew that I wanted to keep the momentum from the first project. So every day I write, but the twist is that at the end of the day, I delete whatever I've written. And the idea was more for me, quite frankly. I wanted to write something for myself and not worry so much about the final project. It has been an incredible challenge, and I've kept it a little bit to a smaller audience. I didn't market it as much simply because I felt like I wanted this project to be for me and to give me the opportunity to really write whatever I wanted to write.
You know, we can't help but think of Snapchat, which is a service that a lot of younger people are using to send photographs to each other, and then they disappear.
Absolutely. And I think Snapchat was certainly an inspiration because I was fascinated by how to make something valuable. And, you know, you get these emails that advertise 24-hour sales, right, for different companies that you subscribe to. And I was thinking to myself, you know, in this day and age when there's so much available on the web, what makes anything valuable? And I think whether it's, you know, going to your favorite company and buying something in the next 12 hours because there's a sale or Snapchat, which only exists for, you know, literally a couple of seconds, I think my blogs have really been attractive to readers because they know if they don't get it that day, they'll never see it.
And what are some of the topics you've covered?
Anything I want to. There are always personal reflections. I wrote one about vanity plates last week. I wrote one today about finding stamina to get through that last mile when you're out on a jog. But I love writing personal reflections about anything that happens to come to me that day, so I don't have to put that much pressure on myself, you know, weeks ahead, days ahead. I just, you know, whatever comes to me, that's what the readers get.
You know, Becky, media outlets, including VPR, are bending over backwards to make content interactive. Now, you've experienced both sides. You've published, for example, in the Huffington Post, where the discussions could be quite spirited. But you also have your own blog where posts are gone before people really even have a chance to weigh in at all. Can you compare those two experiences?
Absolutely. It's definitely more intimate to write for an audience that you know is waiting on your, you know, every word for just 24 hours. When I wrote my first ongoing fictional novel, I was more distanced from my audience because they could pick it up anytime they wanted to. Even though I was writing a page a day, 8 months later, they could come in and read as much as I'd written up to that day. And it was a little bit more distance than what I'm doing right now. I mean, right now, my readers, they know what's on my mind on that very day. And if they don't see it, you know, it's gone with the wind.
Do you save any of these posts for future reference?
None of them.
Well, how hard is it for you to let go of something you've created?
It is incredibly difficult. However, I am finishing the blog on August 1st. And when that day comes, I think there's something very gratifying about doing something for yourself and not worrying so much about the outcome. And even though every single day it's difficult to delete something that you've poured your blood, sweat, and tears into, you do find value in doing something because you're passionate about it and not because you're worried about if it'll ever get published or if you'll ever make money or if, you know, people will see it 10 months from now. You're really in the moment with it.
And what have you learned as a writer from these experiences?
Yeah. As a writer, I've learned that writing is gratifying if you're doing it for the right reasons. And I think for myself, the right reason is because I love it. I think often these days, you know, adults feel that if you're not a quote unquote career writer, that there's no value in sitting down with a pen or a notepad and writing something just for the joy of writing. And I love to write. I'll write anything. I'll write love letters. I'll, you know, write top 10 lists just for my own enjoyment. And I think after this experience, I'd love, you know, listeners to know that the reason we should be doing things is because of an organic passion for it and not necessarily worrying about how to get it published on the web.
Becky Munsterer's daily blog posts can be found at novelnibble.com, but be careful, they'll be gone before you know it. Becky Munsterer, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Neil.